USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British officials say mourners looking to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth could face a 10-mile-long line. Massive crowds have descended on London to view the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall, which will last for 4 days. The Queen's funeral is set for Monday. President Biden is cheering the growth of electric vehicles in the United States.
Companies have announced new investments of more than $36 billion in electric vehicles and $48 billion in battery manufacturing.
Speaking in Detroit, Biden calling himself a car guy, he praised the labor union workforce behind building the EVs. A Chicago jury on Wednesday convicted R. Kelly of multiple child pornography charges in the second federal trial looking into sexual assault allegations against him. The United States has been supportive of Ukraine even before Russia's invasion back in February, but National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby assures everyone that's as far as the United States is involved in the conflict.
This is their war. This is their fight. We're doing everything we can to sustain them and support them in that fight. But President Zelensky, as the commander-in-chief, he gets to determine what the military targets are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Ukraine military launched a successful counteroffensive in the northeastern region of the country. California sued Amazon, the state attorney general said, alleging the online retail giant's contracts with third-party sellers and wholesalers inflate prices, stifle competition, and violate the state's antitrust and unfair competition laws. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher one day after the biggest drop seen in 2 years. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One of the labor unions representing U.S. railroad workers said its members rejected a tentative agreement its leaders had reached, a setback in efforts to avoid a potential strike that would disrupt the movement of goods across the country. Former President Trump is giving the thumbs up to a former staffer's victory in a primary election race.
Former President Trump press staffer, 25-year-old Carolyn Leavitt, has won the Republican primary in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District.
We won by a pretty big margin tonight. Voters made their choice. They wanted a homegrown America First conservative, and I expect all Republicans across this state, across this country, to join behind the people of the New Hampshire's 1st District and help them get rid of our far-left Democrat opponent, Chris Pappas.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tom Brady says he's close to the end of his NFL career. The 7-time Super Bowl winning quarterback made the remark on his Let's Go podcast. Brady saying being 45 years old means you have different commitments and obligations, most importantly, his children. He said he hasn't had a Christmas or Thanksgiving normal holiday in over 20 years and hasn't been able to celebrate birthdays with people he cares about, born from August to late January. Brady's wife also expressing her concerns about her husband taking the field. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clear skies tonight. Low temperatures will be in the mid-60s at daybreak. For Thursday, sunny with highs in the upper 80s. And the outlook for Friday, sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Every Monday at 7, Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Canabama. Brought to you by NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Answering your questions with accurate information and dispelling the myths of CBD with guests from every corner of the hemp industry. Check Cannabama.com and email comments to info@Cannabama. And join Jennifer Boozer Monday at 7 p.m. for Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall. A discussion of blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, and why it matters to you.
Hey folks, welcome to the show tonight. Happy to be here with you as we are every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on 106.5. I'm joined tonight by Sean Sullivan, as always. Sean, I'm happy to be here with you tonight, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to see you as well, and pretty exciting because I got a little preview of what we're doing tonight on the program.
I am pretty pumped. So tonight's program is going to be pretty dialed in on wireless communication. We're going to jump into some headlines briefly, and then we're going to introduce Pollen Wireless, and then what I want to do is give the team from Pollen an opportunity to just kind of tell us what they've got going on, because it's a really, really good blockchain-based crypto Web3 project, things we talk about all the time. You know?
Okay, and once again, for people who hadn't heard this before, this is the thing I had to get my head around a while ago, is this idea that you have technology and new improvements in blockchain that's also related with the currency.
Or crypto. The basic way to think about it is the cryptocurrency is going to be the payment layer on top of whatever the Web3 technology is. All right, so there's no reason to like really try and get sideways trying to understand anything other than Web3 businesses have what we call tokenomics. Okay, this is tokenomics.
I didn't know that term. I had not heard
of it. All right, so tokenomics is the incentives, just like remember economics back in, you know, high school, you know, a little bit here and there. Incentives make people do things.
Yeah.
The idea
this
between
capitalism things
yeah,
is
the
great.
Idea between yeah. token the idea is that tokenomics is we can incentivize people to help build whatever companies these are based on offering them rewards in exchange for their participation. I'm going to pay you
past,
for your time.
Yeah, but you're going to do it.
Pay you via my essentially my own kind of incentive based. If you believe in me, then you believe in this tokenized system.
Because in the past, I mean, there were technology companies, but to get us to rent space or get our labor, they would pay us in fiat currency.
Correct. And this model is built on this decentralized idea of sharing data, sharing experiences. Think about the Uber, Airbnb model. We've talked about this before, right? That legacy carriers who own all the equipment own all the control. And I think what we're going to talk about with Pollen tonight is a little bit about this decentralized nature and what happens when we allow the users to own the network and to earn from the network. And so Christian, the co-founder, is going to be on. He's going to be able to explain it a whole lot better than I can.
But it is an idea that it works because you split apart, you balkanize the way the communication works versus centralized, right?
I mean, well, no, Pollen Mobile it works because of the way they've built their infrastructure, right? So when you're thinking about the tokenomics of it, what you're thinking about is if you believe in this business model and you see the value there, then what you do is you accelerate the growth of that by investing in the company, building out the network, and receiving rewards in the form of tokens.
Do you build it? Somebody will listen to you, Scott, and say, how do you build out a network?
Well, and Christian's going to help us with that. But the way you do it is it's multifaceted. They have large receivers, smaller receivers, large kind of what we consider hotspots, transponders, smaller transponders, but then even down to validators and even using your phone. But I'm going to let Christian explain it a little better, right? So we went around the world on the introduction, but, you know, kind of the headline that everybody wants to talk about is the ETH merge. And I'm not sure that it's really that big of a story. I mean, it seems kind of like an inevitable thing. The ETH merge, to our listeners, means that Ethereum, which is the second largest cryptocurrency in the world, is moving from a proof of work sustainability model to a proof of stake, meaning the way they validate the transactions. And the technical details are incredibly large. But for our listeners, what you need to know is essentially what they're doing is they're moving from the way you validate these transactions is through electricity and power, like Bitcoin we've talked about, to this idea that if you own Ethereum and you pledge it and hold it in this kind of holding account, you know, like we would consider like a, you know, an escrow account, right?
Okay.
If you're willing to hold that there for a certain period of time, then you receive the interest coming back from staking it and validating the network.
Now,
it's
Scott,
a little more complicated than
well,
I
yeah, but somebody who hadn't
you.
Thought about this before, they go, well, where does it, why does it matter where you're keeping it? Where it, before this, like, if somebody held Ethereum, mm-hmm. where would their options be to keep the Ethereum?
So their options on where they keep their Ethereum mm-hmm. does not change. The thing that changes is how the Ethereum network validates transactions. So if you own Ethereum, or if you own ETH, it's not changing anything for you. The only thing that's changing is that they're moving from consuming a massive amount of power to no longer doing that.
But somebody would ask, why didn't they do that in the first place?
I mean, that's a great question for people who are much smarter than me. But my understanding is that most of these crypto projects started via proof of work because the ability to have millions of computers who are decentralized solving these puzzles.
Mm-hmm. This is when
it really limits the ability for hacking or taking over the network, right? So that's what
Bitcoin mining people hear about.
That's right. Like their whole Bitcoin idea is that because the miners are decentralized across every country in the world, mm-hmm. that to get a 51% takeover of the network would be, you know, mathematically impossible. And so Ethereum is moving away from that model because it just consumes a lot of energy. And there's a lot of other reasons that are far more complicated than I understand. But I guess the point is, we talk about being cocktail party dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, what our listeners need to know is cocktail party dangerous. What the ETH merge means is moving away from proof of work into proof of stake. And once you explain that much, they'll just assume you know everything you're talking about. And they'll be glazed over and leave you alone after that.
Good thing.
All right. Stick around, folks. When we come back from the break, we're going to visit with Christian from Holland Mobile.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
All right, folks, welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm Scott Tindall. Sean Sullivan here with me, helping keep the training wheels on. This is the first season. We're still working on it. But, Sean, I feel like I'm doing a little better.
Yeah, I think incrementally. Yes, incrementally.
It's all relative.
That's
you know?
Right. We go back to the first week. And yes, it's like I hear the Chariots of Fire music, and you're pacing now. You're pacing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, at least I'm making progress. hey, Sean, I'm pretty excited tonight because we're going to have the opportunity to talk to Christian from Pollen Mobile. He's the co-founder. And, you know, this idea of wireless connectivity, and we've talked about it previous weeks, about how it's going to change the way that we communicate with one another. So the kind of interesting things about Pollen that I want to kind of prep our listeners for is it's a whole lot of focus on privacy, a whole lot of focus on security. He'll talk about kind of how we connect on that. But also, you know, we got a lot of listeners that are interested in connectivity in rural areas, whether it's their farm, their hunting camp, or, you know, fishing or wherever they are. And I think Christian can talk about a little bit about that, too. So, Christian, how are you, sir?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for joining us tonight on Beyond the Blockchain. It's exciting. We've got listeners across the Gulf Coast that are... you know, we people don't typically think about us as being the hotbed for cryptocurrency, blockchain, and Web3 conversations, but here we are on terrestrial radio doing it. So I appreciate you being here.
No, very excited to be here.
So, Christian, I know, you know, in the beginning, you know, you've got this core group of folks that are building this technology for off-grid kind of autonomous vehicle deployment. Can you just give us the brief kind of understanding of how you move from your core business into what is now Pollen Mobile?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pollen was started and is a subsidiary of a company called Pronto. We make self-driving technology focused on the off-road market, particularly and starting with the mining industry for a lot of reasons. Not surprisingly, mines don't have the best cell service, and that's something the trucks need to be able to communicate. So we looked at a lot of different options, whether it was private LTE solutions, mesh Wi-Fi. Everything we looked at was either really expensive, it was cumbersome, or didn't work well. In 2020, the FCC opened up a band of spectrum for public use. You don't have to pay for a license to use it. It's called the Citizens Broadband Radio Service. And what that allows is anybody who buys hardware that can operate on that spectrum to do so freely without having to get an FCC license or certifications or anything like that. There are some certifications for certain classes, but generally it's a very consumer-friendly, easy thing to do. So we started building our own cell networks at mine sites. It works great. And we had our founder had a realization on the way home from a site in the middle of the desert, Nevada, one day, that he was getting better cell service in a mine in the desert than in the middle of Silicon Valley in San Francisco. So we realized there was a huge pain, a huge opportunity that we could solve using this technology, and that was really the genesis of Pollen. What we're actually doing is we're taking that hardware that's a fraction of the cost of what it would cost to go to like a Nokia or an Ericsson and try to build your own network using kind of that legacy technology. You can buy the radio and put it up anywhere that you can run power or Ethernet to it. You can download or use your phone to scan a QR code and download a Pollen eSIM. And you can be set up and having cell coverage in an area where you didn't previously have coverage, literally in minutes. And we're able to do that in a way that's extremely consumer friendly, very accessible, and it's very, very cheap. Our entry level unit is about $750, and if you were looking to deploy a private network, kind of 3 years ago, you know, you'd be talking something at least $50,000 type of range. So it's really a revolutionary thing that has been enabled by this advent of the Citizens Broadband Radio Service.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. And I think, you know, Sean and I talk a lot about the use cases inside of cryptocurrency and blockchain and Web3. And a lot of our conversations are dispelling the kind of BS out there on the get-rich-quick schemes and just letting people understand that the future of Web3 is this idea of decentralized, building out the process, owning things yourself, and being able to kind of leverage that for your benefit. And I love that that's what y'all are doing here. Kind of give me an idea on what your users are typically using the system for today and how they're benefiting.
Sure. So there's really kind of three things that we're trying to do with this company. One is just giving the ability of anybody, any business, small, medium-sized business, any individual, you know, if you've got a rural house or community where it just doesn't make sense economically for someone like a big 3 MNO, one of the big carriers like a Verizon or AT&T to put up a tower, which is a very expensive investment, and there's just not the population density to ever justify that investment. We're giving the ability, the control, the power of those individuals, those communities, to create their own cell networks, provide their own connectivity, and make sure that people have access to the internet on their mobile devices. So that's one of our core founding problems that we're trying to solve. That applies to both kind of rural areas as well as urban areas. I mentioned, you know, the coverage in San Francisco is not very great, even though it's, you know, a million people live here. So that's one use case. We can talk more about the privacy piece, but we are using blockchain.
Oh, I think our listeners would love to understand the privacy piece and kind of why that's a central, you know, tenet of what you're building. Would you mind elaborating on that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. The way that we've configured the network, and we could just sell the hardware and allow individuals to put it up and get coverage in their the farm or warehouse or wherever they need it, but not have it plugged into a broader network. We're using PollenCoin, a Solana-based token, to create an incentive system, an economic system that incentivizes and rewards people and third parties to make those investments and provide coverage for others and allow others to use that new connectivity in innovative new ways. And one thing that we realized was very important as we were kind of designing this infrastructure and the tokenomic structure was there's not really any semblance of privacy when you're using a traditional mobile carrier, right? They know who you are. They're tracking where you are, every tower you're pinging off of. They're storing that data. It's being shared. They're selling it to advertisers. You know, they store it for law enforcement. They're subject to all kinds of pressures to monetize that data. We don't want to do that, and blockchain is the perfect medium to facilitate that because the only way to pay for data in the Pollen ecosystem is through PollenCoin. And because it's a blockchain technology, we don't know who our customers are. We just know that it's a wallet address on the blockchain. So if a user wanted to become a Pollen mobile user, I can also talk about our vision for becoming kind of a next generation carrier. But if you're paying for data using PollenCoin, you can be completely anonymous. We are a data only network, so we don't do voice, we don't do SMS, and that allows us to add another layer of privacy. And then we do a bunch of technical things to make sure the connections are super secure. And what all that adds up to is a mobile carrier that you can use completely anonymously and in a very, very secure way if that's what you're looking for.
Well, and I think that's an interesting point that you said data only, and we can talk about that when we come back from the break in a minute, but I think people have a misnomer of data only. And in reality, I mean, data only is a lot of things, right? It could be any of these messenger services we're using, plus the call and video components of those services, right?
Absolutely. You can use WhatsApp, you can use Signal, iMessage is data, email is obviously data. So there's really no need for kind of the traditional phone interchange system beyond the fact that phone numbers have become a very kind of central way to identify an individual, which is
Alexander Graham Bell told us so, right?
Sorry?
I said, I guess because Alexander Graham Bell told us so.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if you dig into the history of telephone numbers and the exchanges, like it literally goes back to, you know, house one on this street and this, right? So we're kind of using this archaic system tied to copper wires being strung around and operators, you know, pulling plugs and a switchboard. And that's still kind of the basis of modern identity and on the web. So it's obviously something that's very deeply ingrained in the way that we operate as a society. But we think it doesn't have to be that way. And there are better ways of doing it. We're also using NFTs in a very innovative way. I know most people think NFTs, you know, pictures of monkeys. We're actually using NFTs as digital titles for everything on the network. So if you own a radio and you put it up, we send you an NFT to your wallet. And then whoever owns that NFT, whatever wallet it sits in, is basically the owner of that device. And if you're earning, so we pay people in PollenCoin, we incentivize people putting up these radios to provide coverage by paying PollenCoin. PollenCoin goes to the wallet where that NFT lives. So if you want to sell your radio to Jim down the street, You can do that and transfer the NFT, and rewards start getting directed to Jim. And you don't have to go through some central clearinghouse. You don't have to come to Palm for permission. So it really is a one of the few people talk a lot about using NFTs as digital titles. And this is one of the first use cases. We're really excited about that. But that also applies to the Sims, the eSims that we use.
So, yeah, that's wonderful that you mentioned that about NFTs. We actually talked about that the past couple of weeks about the practical applications of NFTs. And we like to joke, and we're still trying to work on Sean to convince him that it's more than just right click and copy and save. But I think, Sean, I don't know. I think we're making some progress. What do you think?
When you give it a function,
right,
other than a bet on somebody paying you more for it because it's whatever, like what Christian's describing, the idea of, hey, I have this NFT that represents this
thing,
transponder, radio, right, whatever. Here's the books on it. Here's the ledger. Here's how much I'm making. That makes sense to me.
It gets a lot easier. It's almost like selling your business, right?
NFT,
I'm selling my business, and here's the ledger of my earnings.
NFTs like that make sense to me. NFTs of monkeys or even Beeple's art or something like that don't. But, you know, a frosty ice cube you got to melt over time.
I think we're doing a pretty good job. Christian, I'm going to let you know, when we started this show a few months ago, I'm not sure Sean could even, you know, identify one monkey NFT from a degen in it. Well, whatever all the words are, right? But hey, if you'll stick around with us for just a minute, we're going to come, we're going to do a quick break. Christian, hang out with us for a minute, man. We're going to come back and talk more about Palo Mobile and how the people that are listening to this show can get involved with the network.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British officials say mourners looking to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth could face a 10-mile-long line. Massive crowds have descended on London to view the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall, which will last for 4 days. The Queen's funeral is set for Monday. President Biden is cheering the growth of electric vehicles in the United States.
Companies have announced new investments of more than $36 billion in electric vehicles and $48 billion in battery manufacturing here in the U.S.
Speaking in Detroit, Biden, calling himself a car guy, he praised the labor union workforce behind building the EVs. A Chicago jury on Wednesday convicted R. Kelly of multiple child pornography charges in the second federal trial looking into sexual assault allegations against him. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair.
Swan Capital is registered to conduct advisory business in Alabama and Florida and in other jurisdictions as permitted by law. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clear skies tonight. Low temperatures will be in the mid-60s at daybreak. For Thursday, sunny with highs in the upper 80s. And the outlook for Friday, sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Martin Andrews with eGuarantee Title Company, LLC. Our team has been delivering proactive solutions for your real estate closing needs in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The eGuarantee Title Company, we guarantee title. That's what we do.
I'm Roseanne Haven from WKRG News 5. Pritchard's most wanted has been arrested. Police say 42-year-old Rashad Clanton turned himself in this afternoon. They say on September 4th, he drove to the intersection of I-65 and St. Stephen's Road, pulled up to a woman's car, and fired multiple gunshots. One bullet went through the driver's side door, critically injuring her. Daphne's police chief is retiring. David Carpenter will step down as the city's top cop in December. He has served as chief since 2003. He joined the police force in 1989 as a patrolman and worked his way up the ladder. The 35th Alabama Coastal Cleanup is this Saturday, and volunteers are needed to help pick the trash out of the splash. You can find out more by logging on to WKRG.com. I'm Roseanne Haven from WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Hi, everyone. Doug Holton here, inviting you to join us for Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will 2. We'll talk Auburn football Thursday nights at 7, and we hope you'll join us only here on your Auburn network station, FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm Scott Tindall. I've got Sean Solomon over here keeping me between the lines, and I appreciate him being here. Hey, folks, I appreciate you sticking around from the break. You know, right before the break, we were talking to Christian from Palo Mobile, and we're talking about how this new wireless network, based on privacy and security, can really be impactful on the life we're living today. But over this next segment, Christian's going to come back with us, and I want to talk about Christian, we're actually pretty blessed, fortunate. Looks like the Pollen Mobile Network is going to be pretty robust here in Mobile pretty soon. With that in mind, can you give our listeners a little idea on, you know, if Pollen Mobile Network connectivity is available for them, how can they get involved or use the network or you know, earn from it?
Absolutely. So there's a couple ways. If somebody listening or anybody in the community isn't getting great cell service at their house or their workplace or someplace they like to frequent a portion of a road they travel on the way to work, it's very easy to buy Pollen Mobile radios. We have a couple OEM partners we're working with. We just announced a new one this week, and we'll soon have more radios back in stock that you can buy directly from us or one of our partners. So you can buy a radio. Like I said, you just plug it into power and internet, and you've got coverage wherever you're pointing it. So that's one way to do it. And if you do that,
give us an idea. Sorry to interrupt, Christian. To give us an idea, what level of coverage can they expect? I know you're seeing very large numbers, larger than you expected. But give us an idea on like a reasonable idea on how much coverage they might be able to get from some of these units.
Yeah, it's a hard question to answer because it depends on the radio as well as the deployment. So it matters how high it is. Higher is always better. It matters how many obstructions there are. So if you're in the middle of a big city with a bunch of buildings and the radio waves bounce off the buildings, that's going to limit the distance. But, you know, our entry-level unit, we call it the Dandelion. We give everything a fun name. The $750 unit. That, you know, you can put it in a window. It'll give you 65 degrees of coverage and line of sight. You know, you could probably get a good signal half a mile to a mile away, depending on the conditions.
Sure, I think that's pretty big.
Our most powerful unit, the high-powered outdoor unit that you're installing, you know, we have some folks who've deployed them in very premier locations, high up in places with great open terrain, and they've reported getting usable signal 3 to 4 miles away. So,
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
You're always going to get that. That's in very, very good condition.
Of course.
But you get pretty substantial coverage from our outdoor units.
Well, and one of the things here on the Gulf Coast, Sean, is we don't have more of about 10 feet of elevation anywhere, unless it's man-made. You know, we're pretty flat down here, so you get a pretty good line of sight.
Yeah, I mean, unless you've got some vertical real estate, whether that be brick and mortar or radio towers coming from the terrestrial radio world.
That's right. So it sounds like what you're saying to me is if we have any of our listeners that have any of these vertical structures, those would be some pretty good locations to put a polymobile transponder. Is that what you say, Sean?
Well, I would guess. I mean, line of sight. I mean, Christian, that's what you're talking about, line of sight, right? And you use the term radio, too. So explain to folks when you say radio, this is a what? What is, define the radio for somebody who's not in this world when you say radio?
So just very simply, the radio itself is the unit that is sending out the signal. It's converting the, the data it's getting from the internet, converting it into a radio signal, and then pushing it out to an antenna that broadcasts it. So our small integrated units will have a radio and an antenna in one, makes it really easy. And then the buttercups that I think you're installing, Scott, they have external antennas that you can customize and configure and point in different directions and things like that. So
a transmitter, right? I mean, in a way, Chris, you're talking about a transmitter or a retransmitter.
Yeah, that's a good way of thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, so for the like folks from the terrestrial world, that's it's
satellite dish that talks two ways.
Yeah, it's the broadcaster, right?
Broadcaster and receiver. So when your phone is sending a signal back, it also picks it up and sends it back over the internet.
Right. So all right. So that's a perfect kind of segue. So we've got the big transponders, and then let's say I don't have big line of sight. But I want to still be involved in the network. And how do I get involved as validating what's going on and ensuring the network is secure?
So when I was talking about how we incentivize individuals and third parties to put these radios up, the way we validate right now that you're providing coverage and measuring how good a coverage you're providing is a couple ways. One, we make a device called the Bumblebee. And it's a piece of hardware that we also sell that you can acquire. And they're designed to be mobile, so you can plug them into a battery pack. We have a new version coming out soon where you won't need the external battery pack. But you can put it in your pocket. You can put it in your car, put it on your bike. As you drive around, it'll always be sniffing for a pollen signal. And everywhere that you pick one up and validate you're getting coverage, you will earn pollen coin for doing that. On the other end, the person who owns the flower, the radio, we call the radio flowers, whoever owns that will also be earning rewards in pollen coin for providing that coverage and having it validated.
So if I understand it correctly, the more validation that takes place, the more the bumblebees earn, but also the more the flowers earn, right? The more bumblebees sniffing the flower, the more pollen we can spread and therefore everyone wins. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Sean, what do you think about that?
I like the branding.
Yeah,
I'll say
it's easy to understand.
Yes, I like the branding. I like it. It does make sense from a natural world. This idea is probably good because it's scalable. To be cliche, what was one of the 2020 words I want stricken from the list? Scalable, but I mean, I can do. Christian, you're saying I can do this as just like at my house on the second story of my house, but also if I have a chain of whatever in the city of Mobile, for example, I could put them at all my stores or my locations and maximize this.
Yeah, you can do everything from solving your connectivity needs at your house to becoming kind of a mini tower company, an investor, an entrepreneur, and investing in putting these up in a bunch of locations around your town and providing coverage to your town, and then you'll get paid for doing that.
All right, I think it's pretty exciting because a lot of what we talk about is this usability, scalability. We talk about practicality. I love you talked about the NFTs and their practicality as well. I think one more thing that I think would be interesting for our listeners to kind of understand is kind of if you could explain to us what you think the vision of Polymobile is going to be over the next, you know, I don't even say long term, just like 12, 18 months. You know, I think in this Web3 world, 12, 18 months is about the furthest horizon any of us need to be looking at.
Sure. And before I do that, let me skip over an important other way to get involved, and it's relevant to answering your question. And I'm getting a little ahead of ourselves. I think our ops team and marketing folks are going to be angry with me, but we're going to start selling eSIMs more publicly and have more available very soon. And if you are in an area where you have pollen coverage, you can go to our Explorer. It's explorer.pollenmobile.io. You can see where flowers, where radios are currently providing coverage across the U.S. If you're in an area that has those, and it sounds like mobile's going to have that soon, you can go and purchase an eSIM and put that in your phone and start using pollen. So if pollen is up in an area where I think, Scott, we were talking earlier about, a hunting lodge where you don't have coverage, if you want to put a flower up and buy an eSIM and start using pollen mobile today, you can do that, and people are doing that. We're moving hundreds and hundreds of gigabytes of data per day where people are already solving this problem and using eSIMs to obtain connectivity. So, we're not charging for data right now, so it's a free unlimited plan, essentially.
Wow, free unlimited plan. You got Sean's attention. I have to normally take him to the O'Charlie's like for the early bird special, so you've got his attention now. Talk more about that, Sean.
Yeah, I'm went for Christian to tell people about that, so you're not charging now. I think that's a, you're talking about a doorbuster there. That does get attention.
Yeah, no, it's I share your sentiment. Everybody should be using.
Now, say you have this remote property, you use this to, and you're getting pollen mobile there. What about then the ranch down the road? If you say some people are getting 3 to 4 miles, out of this, then the ranch down the road can pick it up, and then does that come back, that traffic, through you? Do you get paid for that? And then if they could go to the next, I'm just wondering about that. Hey, I'm the point where it's come in here. But, there's a ranch that's 2 miles down the road. And then from there, there's another mile and a half, there's another ranch house. And there's, like that. Would it work that way, Christian, where I could connect all the people down that valley or something?
If you're within range of where a flower is installed and is connected to the internet, then yes, anybody who has a pollen SIM on their device, and it could be a phone, it could be a computer using a dongle, it could be an iPad, can use that, and you will get paid for providing that coverage to them. I think you're asking, can we set this up as a mesh network where you're basically repeating the signal down the line?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way today, but that's something that we, think could be interesting in the future.
Because, you talk about getting ambassadors for your product, and you're talking about that, with decentralized network. Well, I get this in, and I've got this great service, and I'm at the coffee shop or something like that. I'm going to say, hey, y'all need to check this out. Check out what I'm come up to the house. Let me show you what I'm getting here.
This is how every hunting camp in the South works, right? You go down to the gas station and get breakfast and tell people what you're up to, and then everybody else wants to do it.
Right. Then you can say, hey, you're just a mile from me.
I'm in Catherine, or I'm in Camden, or I'm wherever.
Yep. I can hook you up.
So. I can hook you up. Christian, I appreciate you being a part of this, man. If you want to stick around, we can do one more segment. But, we'd love to finish up with you, and we'd talk a couple more minutes on how we get our listeners engaged in pollen mobile. What do you think?
Sure. No, happy to do it.
Awesome. We'll come back in just a minute. For now, we're going to pay a couple bills.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm Scott Tindall. I'm here with Sean Sullivan, keeping the training wheels on with me. We're having fun. If you've been with us so far during the show, you've heard a little bit about the ETH merge. But what you've really heard a lot about is Pollen Mobile and the work they're doing to bring decentralized wireless to communities in a way that gives you more privacy, more security, and more coverage than the legacy companies are able to provide. And it's been pretty enlightening so far, Sean, I think. I'm really excited that Christian is going to stick with us through another segment. So, if you have any questions out there, give a call. Shoot the text line, and we'd be happy to answer your questions. But as for now, Christian, I think what a lot of our listeners would be interested in knowing is, this idea that Web3 is not just some fancy hocus pocus we talk about. tell us a little bit about like the real world application. I know we've talked about it briefly, but just like the real world application of what PolyMobile is doing, because some of our folks may have come in on the back end of the show.
Sure. And that's one of the things that we're most excited about is we're harnessing the technology and the incentives that Web3 and the blockchain enable to really, you know, not to beat on monkey pictures, but not just to make and sell monkey pictures online, but actually to build something real in the real world infrastructure that has real utility and solves real problems that real people have. And so by combining that with this CBRS technology that's come out, you know, we think there's an opportunity to really revolutionize the wireless market here and help change the economics and provide connectivity in places and at costs that just weren't possible just 5 years ago.
I think it's pretty remarkable. Sean, what do you think is kind of the overarching theme that we've talked about today? And what do our listeners really need to take away from this while we've got Christian on the phone? You know, right. It's this idea of
solve a problem and make money while you do it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Make money while you do it. So, Christian, a lot of what we talk about is this idea that Web3 is going to allow people to take control of their data. You know, and it's like this belongs to you and you own this. And so a lot of our listeners are just now getting familiar with this idea that you could use your actually mobile phone to earn crypto. And I don't know that we got to that level of Pollen Mobile yet, but can tell us just a bit if let's go back to the honeybee. Right. And tell us one more time, like how the honeybee works. If they wanted to get access to that inside of a community that has PolyMobile, what do we need to do?
Sure. So those eSIMs I was talking about, we have two different flavors of them. One we call the hummingbird, which is completely anonymous, as anonymous as you can get in today's world. And then the honeybee, which you trade some anonymity in exchange for the ability to earn a bit more pollen coin. So if you download if you buy a Honeybee eSIM, and you have that, if you look at like the new iPhone, it's got only eSIMs. It's got two slots and two radios. So if you've got a Pollen Honeybee eSIM in one of those two slots, as you walk around the world, every time that eSIM, the radio connected that eSIM connects to a Pollen flower, a Pollen radio, you will earn Pollen coin. So you can just be passively walking around and you'll be earning Pollen coin. We also have an app, the Honeybee app, that you can download. It'll be in the iTunes App Store soon. And that's a little bit more functionality. You'll be able to do what we call drop pollen. And if you open up the app, you'll have a map of the world. It'll be showing where you are. We divide the world up into a hex system. And then as you walk around, every hex that you're in, so I talked about you get credit for every radio, every flower you connect to. As you walk around the world in areas where you don't have coverage, where you're not getting a signal from a pollen radio, you're dropping pollen. So you're sending a signal back to the network saying, hey, I'm here. I don't get pollen coverage here. And then pollen rewards start to accumulate in each one of those hexes over time, providing an incentive for some entrepreneur to come along and buy a radio and install it and provide coverage. So,
All right. So you just blew my mind with this one. Let's stop here because you blew my mind and Sure. Now I got to stop. All right. So the idea is if we have, let's say the community mobile here, we're going to have these flowers, we're deployed and people are moving around with their honeybees. And if there's an area that doesn't have coverage, now we're putting bonus pollen inside of this hex, right? And so if someone with some entrepreneurial spirit decides to put a flower in that hex, they also earn bonuses because that hex is desirable for continuation of the network, right?
That's exactly right.
I mean, I think that's, Sean, something that makes sense to me, right? It's this idea that we can now understand how much need there may be and how, like, we can now quantify what a need for a service may be. And previously we couldn't do that, right? Like
right.
If you're a legacy carrier, you go, oh, I think they want coverage out there, but I don't really know. And with this model, you're going, well, I know exactly how many people.
How many? Before
I launch this product, mm-hmm. I know exactly how many people in this.
So is it worth me
radius,
doing this?
You know, know how to do it.
Yeah.
Did I hit that right, Christian?
That's exactly right. And it's really pretty cool to see it. If you go to our explore.pongmobile.io, you'll see, if you zoom in on an area that has coverage, you'll see different colored hexes. The gold hexes represent an area where there is a flower or there's a radio broadcasting. The darker green hexes are showing that within the last 7 days, somebody either with a bumblebee or a honeybee has validated that they, well, actually just a bumblebee, I misspoke there, but has validated that they're getting a signal from a pollen flower. And then the lightly shaded hexes, they're pretty transparent. Those are everywhere that somebody's dropped pollen. So you can go across the U.S. and see everybody who's had a bumblebee or a honeybee sim with the app and has registered, hey, I'm here, I'm not getting a pollen signal, drop some pollen to provide this incentive, incremental incentive to put a radio up there.
So if you want to see that map, you go to explorer.pollenmobile.io, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So if you want to see the map, go to explorer.pollenmobile.io. If you want to learn more about Pollen Mobile, go to pollenmobile.io. You can get your own flowers, your bumblebees, your honeybees, everything else that goes with it. Christian, man, I'm very, very grateful that you would spend your time with us. I know Sean and I have learned a lot. I am hopeful our listeners have too. But I think there's a need to have you back on the show here in a few more weeks once we get this thing going and talk more about how the city of Mobile is going to embrace Pollen Mobile.
Yeah, would absolutely love to. We're really excited that you guys are getting mobile wired up, and we're excited to see it and be pushing it out on our Twitter feed. We'd love to talk about it.
We'll always appreciate that. All right, Christian, I appreciate your time, man, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, bud. All right, now we're going to take a very quick transition into Tate Richards. Hey, Tate, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, man. We had a really good time with the guys from Pollen Mobile, so we ran a little long, but I know you understand. All right, we're going to talk about our quest for a Footium Club. You've been doing some research out there? You think you're making some progress?
Yeah, definitely. There's some really nice clubs that are... When you look at them, they have all different rarities and different kind of divisions in which they play on. So it's really interesting in how they're ranked and stuff like that. Got a couple clubs on the list, but not one selected yet.
All right. Well, what I want to do, we're going to go to break here and wrap up the show in a minute. Tate, what I want next week, give us 5 Footium clubs that we need to evaluate. We're going to take these 5, and we're going to see if we can make them the Beyond the Blockchain 106.5 Footium Club. All right, thanks for joining us tonight, folks. I really appreciate it. Sean, thanks for helping me keep it down the middle of the street, man. It's been fun. Talk to you soon.